I was a bit cold this morning, but right now I don't know what happened, but I feel well warmed up. Maybe I was sitting against my wife. She probably warmed me a little there. But nevertheless, we are surely blessed to be in the house of the Lord, to worship Him, and to exalt His name. You know, it's real a blessing. I should also say I've really been blessed by the songs, and I like the one that everybody have a part in the choir. That's why they say. No, I don't know what part I would have in the choir, but I know the Bible says make a joyful noise. So I know we can all make noise if you can sing bass or antenna or whatever or tenor. So, yes, it's wonderful to be among God's people. And to me, the older we get, it seems it's become more sweeter. It seems we become as one, as we spoke this morning or in the Sunday school about unity. It's something that we have to live and display to the world to show them what is unity. Because I can speak about unity all day, but if I don't have it, I'm nowhere. And it all starts with unity with God. You know, or we could say it all starts with each other. If we don't have unity among ourselves, neither would we have it with God. So it's a very important subject. Well, this morning, I was told to share from the Word of God this morning, you know, by Kevin, and I have gladly accepted it, but it's always best to sit to hear somebody else preach. Is that right, Jerry? But I like to share the Word of God, and we trust that words will be a blessing to you this morning, especially as we are in the last day of 2017. In Belize, we would say that the time has really fly. You know, when I was younger, the older people used to say times fly, and I was trying to grasp what does they really meant when they say time fly. But since I am getting up there now, I know what it is today, how time could really fly. It waits on no one. So what you have to do, you better start doing it, because it goes just like that. Let's open our Bibles, as we don't plan to stay here long. Want to go home and eat that rice and beans. I don't know what they're cooking there at Lee's, but always look forward for Lee's meal, Lee's dinner. I like this Psalms here this morning to start our message here. Psalms 107. It's turned to Psalms 107. It says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemies. And I like this word here in verse 2, or all of them, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, we are redeemed people. If you are a believer this morning, you are a redeemed people. We are redeemed. You know, we used to think redeemed would take place after death or sometime in the rapture. But we have been redeemed. We are redeemed people. And the Bible is telling us here this morning, let the redeem of the Lord, you know, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord, David was saying here. Give thanks unto him, for he is God, and his mercy endureth forever. You know, over our life. Love that verse. You know, God has been good to us again. You know, blessing us with life, you know, to see the end of another year. You know, we could hardly believe it is here upon us, 365 days, you know, just as we said already, just went that fast. But it's reality. You know, reality is knocking at our door today. You know, we are at the end of another year. You know, just a few more hours to enter into a new year. But my question is this morning, what have we done with that 365 days that God have blessed you with? You know, what have we done with that amount of days, 365 days? And if you know to do maths this morning, you could convert that to hours. But how many hours have we given to the Lord, you know, within that 365 days? You know, that is, as I thought about it, it really had challenged my life. How many days have I given the Lord out of that 365 days, which is about to expire? This morning I plan to just look back a little bit over the air and then see where we are with God, and then probably give you some words of encouragement, you know, for the new year. So as we look back over the year, let's do it. You know, we can all say this morning that God has been good to us. Let the redeemed say so this morning, that God has been very good to us. You know, over the 365 days. You know, God was there, you know, he was there. You know, when we were discouraged, when we were heartbroken, you know, God was there. You know, he set our feet, or he set us back. He put us back on our feet. Because even as Christians, I need to admit this morning, there are times when we get discouraged. There are times when we were flat on our back. You know, there were times when we feel like the world is on our shoulder. You know, but God was with us. You know, and this morning we should glorify him because he, you know, he set us back on our feet. As the Bible says, that a righteous man will fall, what? Seven times or so many times. But he will rise again. And God has done that for us over this past year. God was there when the storms of life was raging in our lives. And I want to say this morning to all of us as Christians, you know, there will be time, or we could say this way, that we had storms in our life, you know, in this year. It's not gone yet, in this year. You know, storms of trials, temptation, persecution. There were dark days. You know, some people believe Christian doesn't have dark days, but I believe this morning that we have dark days. You know, we have those dark days, those lonely days in our life, but again, God was with us when the storm was raging. You know, God had not abandon us or had leave us alone, but He was there to strengthen us, to have weathered out the storms that were in our life this 2017. So let the redeemed of the Lord give thanks to God to have sheltered you when the storms of life was hitting you. Also, we can say this morning that God was with us when we were in the fiery furnace, for not bending or giving in or giving in. You know, God was there to have directed our path. You know, when we were in that fiery furnace, you know, like the three Hebrew children. And we could also say too that God was with us when we were sick and weary. You know, God's hand was upon us. God's healing hand was upon our life. You know, He had healed us. And as the Bible says, if we believe this morning, the Bible tells us in Isaiah that by His stripes we are healed. So we are healed this morning spiritually and physically. If we believe this morning, just believe and receive God's healing on your life. You know, also we could say that God has fed us. God has put bread on our table, shoes on our feet. You know, through this 2017. So He is a good God. You know, He is our Father this morning, and He takes care of His children. We encourage this morning, if you haven't, if you are here this morning, it's time to claim Him. It's time for you to call Him Father and receive, you know, His many blessings. And I think we could go on with a list like this, what God has done for us through 2017. You know, wonderful things. You know, great things. It was because of Him we are here this morning. It's not because of who we are, you know, what standing we have, how much money we have in the bank. It's not that, but it's the goodness of God upon your life. We are here this morning. It was because of His grace and His mercy, because He is a holy God. He cannot bear the presence of sin, but because of His mercy and pity upon us, even His children, because we do err, we do make mistakes, but mercy, it was His mercy. We are here this morning in this auditorium, you know, to worship Him. So let's go ahead then. I'd like to say, before we go ahead here, I'd like to put it this way, that, now correct me if you that are a business people here this morning, but business people, normally at the end of the year, they would do inventory to know if they have gained or lost. And to take inventory is a very tedious work. We do it at work, and you have to count every cases. We have more than 5,000 variety of boxes, and you have to count everyone. You have to count all the nuts, all the pins, all the cutter pins, all the washer. It's not a nice work to do. But that's what the business people do at the end of the year, to let them know if they have gained or lost. And based on their findings, you know, they would be able to know what to or where to make changes, what to continue, what to discontinue. And so that the business can make progress, so the business can work, operate on a gain instead of a loss. And I believe this morning our life is similar, you know, with God. We need to take inventory of our life. I mean, it is a good practice to do. And this morning, I just challenge ourselves this morning, you know, as we would just stop just a little to take inventory of our life to see if we have gained mileage with God, you know, in our walk with Him. You know, so that we can change what needed to be changed. So that we can stop do the things probably that is hampering our progress. So that we can know what we must lay aside that is probably hampering us from running this race good or well. It's good to know, you know, so that we can make the adjustment, you know, like the businessman, because he doesn't want his business to operate on losses. Otherwise, the whole business will go bankrupt or will crumble. And as I was saying, that it is important for us to just check our life, even if we are Christian here this morning, but to check our life, you know, to see if there are things we need to change, to discontinue. You know, at work we have items that probably didn't take the market, and we have an abundance of expired things because there are cheaper ones on the market and etc. And our company will discontinue because it's a loss to them. And as I was saying, maybe it is so in our Christian life. Maybe there are things that is a weight in our, that are weights in our life, like what the Hebrews writers say, and is hampering us from running this race well. Or there are things probably we need to stop too that is hindering you, you know, from serving God the right way. And I know because I have them in my life. You know, I need to make adjustment. I need to put aside certain things in my life because they are robbing my time that is important to spend with God. We spend too much time on certain on things. So for us to have a, you know, a good year, for us to have a prosperous new year, you know, it is good for us to make the necessary adjustment. Let us not bring our old things, you know, into the new year because they will continue to hamper your life. Our old things will continue to rob our joy and our peace with God. Our old things that we love will continue to burden us down, you know, press down our life. We will not be happy. You know, at the end of the year or tonight we will say, you know, Happy New Year and wish you a prosperous one. But if we continue with our old, in our old things, in our old walks of life, our year, our new year will not be prosperous. We will not be happy. We need to lay aside our old, the old things in our life. And you know what I'm talking about. We need to lay them aside for us to have a prosperous new year in the Lord. You know, Jesus once said that nobody puts new wine into old bottles. Or nobody would sew a piece of new cloth and an old piece of garment. And brethren, that's a good statement for us. Nobody puts new wine into old bottles. It will break. We need to wash. We need to cleanse our bottles today. You know, we are all vessels. And sometimes our vessels are contaminated. Sometimes our vessels need to be washed. Well, we may say, you know, I'm a Christian for so much years. You know, I'm active in the church. But I still could believe that sometimes we get dirty. And Jesus said, nobody would put new wine into old bottles. Or the Spirit of God will not come into our lives if our bottles, if our life is dirty. We need to wash our bottles. We need to bring our old things at the feet of Jesus. We need to cast it at Him, you know, at His feet. We need to come to Him in confession, in repentance, you know, of our old things, old habits, old way of speaking, old way of thinking, old ways of things that corrupt our hearts and our minds, like anger, you know, jealousy, you know, hatred, you know, disunity that would cause disunity. Those are all things, and they will not leave until we cast them at the feet of Jesus and ask Him to cleanse us and clean up our life. Let's do it, beloved. Let's do it. If we would acknowledge, I am dirty. If we would acknowledge we are that way this morning, it's not too late to ask God, you know, to cleanse us for the new year. You know, if you want to have a prosperous one, because you know, because God will not be able to fulfill His will and His purpose in our life if we are still bogging down with old things. Is for the old man. We are a new man this morning. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord be so in the sight of God. You know, I was thinking as I was looking over this last night that we're talking about inventory. You know, I believe that God will do the final inventory of our life. You know, if we would turn to Matthew, I'll just read those verses this morning. Final inventory. It says in Matthew chapter 25. Listen to what Jesus said here. You know, if you don't do it, God will do it for us, but then it will be too late. It will be too late. Let us cleanse ourselves, you know, from the filthiness of this world, you know, that get our minds, you know, dirty so many times. Okay, I just read it's a few of the verses. It says here, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who call his own servant and deliver unto them his good. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to the other, 2, and to the one, and to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway he took his journey. We notice here that God has given to his servant, or as it says here, this certain man have called his servants and gave them according to their ability.
But as we translated this into our life this morning, that we are the servants of God. You know, God has given us abilities according to our ability, our talents according to our abilities. And we observe here that these servants, we would address them as Christian this morning. You know, they were Christians, and God has given them according to their abilities. But we notice here that two of them has gained. You know, two of them were doing what they know that they were to be doing. They have gained for their master. But this one Christian, this one servant, you know, that he didn't gain in his life. Or in other words, he lost. He didn't have nothing to present to the master at his return. Wasted years. That's why I said in the beginning here this morning that what have we done over these 365 days? Was it a waste? Have we gained for the Lord? Have we won a soul for the Lord? Have we encouraged anyone? Have we visited the sick? What have we done with 365 days? Or did we went and bury that talent that is in you? The Bible says that he was thrown into hell's fire. You see, the Bible says that there was one verse that says that there was weeping and gnashing of teeth because of this disloyalty to God. So friends, it is important. We need to take every day of our life serious, because we will give account to God for every day he have blessed us with. We will not get away. We need to be aware that we will be accountable, you know, for the years that God has blessed us with. And okay, let's go ahead. Let's go to Philippians. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3:13 then. Let's change the subject a little here. And here it will be here how to approach the new year. You know, and what we must do to, you know, in entering into this new year. You know, it's excited. You know, when we think about New Year. You know, in Belize, let me say it this way. In Belize, where we come from, you know, we see a lot of movements on our streets. You know, me and my wife was talking that, you know, we don't see much here. Much movement. Well, that's our culture down there in Belize, different from here. We don't see much. What the Belizeans, they do, they like to decorate, they like to dress up, you know, new clothes I bought a new pants. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But people buy new clothes for Christmas, you know, they dress up their houses, you know, with lights. And, you know, as you walk the streets, all you're seeing is lights, 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 you know, just blinking and so on. And like New Year's, you know, like today, you know, the last day of the old year, there will be big activities, music, just loud music. You know, I'm glad you don't have that style. I mean, that style here in the U.S. and continue to keep it up. Don't be like the Belizeans. They like loud music. You know, very loud music. And like tonight, you know, in our area, We live like 10 minutes from the city, but it's still, you know, we still will be hearing loud music and, you know, and fireworks. You know, that's how the Belizeans mostly would say, bring in the new year. But sad to say, it's all the wrong way to bring in the new year. And I'm glad this morning that God has delivered us from that life, because we were once a part of it. You know, we were once a part of it, you know, living in my living our life at home. We would go to the party. I wouldn't come home until morning, you know, dancing, partying, bringing in the new year. But I thank God that He had delivered us from that life. And now I know what it is to bring in the new year the right way. You know, let's bless God this morning for delivering us from that life. And let's pray for those that are still in that life, you know, wasting it. But Paul says here, I like what Paul says here in Philippians 3:13. It's a very familiar verse here. You say, brethren, it says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reach forth unto those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. You know, Paul says, this one thing I will do, forgetting those things which are behind me, and reach forth for those things which are before me. And as I said already, that those old things, that they are behind us, they are forgiven if you have asked the Lord to do it. They are behind us. And don't bring them into your new life, into the new year, because they will apprehend your life. Paul says, and I will forget them. They are behind my back. And now I look forward for new things, better things are before me, he was saying. And that's where we need to look, brethren, before us. I know we spend a lot of time looking behind us, but forget what is behind us. Don't go back into it. Let us look forward to new things that are before us. Let us focus our mind. Let us set our minds to look forward to eternal things. To things that that will not corrupt our minds. There are a lot of good things before us, as well as there could be evil things before us, but let's look forward to good things, to the better things, you know, things that will build our relationship, things that that will give us pure love, things that will make our minds pure. You know, there are better things, maybe from the things which we are doing today that are corrupting our minds. Let's look forward to better things that are before us. And as he also said in the other verse, that he will press, you know, toward, you know, the mark. You know, this was, let's say it this way, this was Paul's resolution, you know, for his new year. Let's put it in that context this morning, that I will press toward the prize instead of just drifting along with the tide. Brethren, I would encourage that this year, make it our resolution to press harder toward that prize in Christ Jesus. In other words, let's make more sacrifice. Let's go the second mile. Let us be more humble. Let us be more patient. Let us be more forgiving. You know, press toward those things. Press towards that higher mark of our calling in Christ Jesus. If we just drift with the tide, if we just go along with things, you know, we will lose. You know, we will not gain in our life, you know, with God. You know, that, you know, I love it. There is much more to be said about it, but this was Paul's, you know, resolution. or this was what Paul was saying for his life at this time, that he will forget, he will look forward, you know, he will press harder towards the mark. And I don't know what is the mark, but could be a high mark, as I would always say that while going to school, there are marks, you know, at the end of the year or at the end of the school year, how much you make, if you pass 50, 60, 90, 100. You know, Paul say, I will press to 100. You know, that's the mark I want with God. That's where I want to be. Pass. You know, pass. I don't want to be a failure. Maybe I was one in 2017, but 2018, I will press. I will study harder to pass. Let us have that mind to pass. Let this be our commitment to God for 2018. Forget the whole life. It's behind us. Look forward to better things that are before us. Go for it, Christians. Let's go for it. You know, don't get ourselves dirty again. Go back to that old life. And one more portion here I'd like to read, you know, for a blessing, for encouragement for us, you know, for the new year. This is found in the Old Testament. Let's go to Isaiah 43. I love this verse here this morning from Isaiah 43. It tells us it reads like this, verse 1. It says, but now, thus saith the Lord that created you. This is what God is saying to us this morning, as the writer put it here. This is what God is saying to thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, O church, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. That is what God is saying to you this morning, as his Israel, as his people. I have created you. I have redeemed you. You are mine. Oh, friends, that's exciting. You know, you are mine. If your mind is unstable this morning, who you are, where you stand, if you believe this morning, God is saying, you are mine. You are for me. I am your Father. I am your God. You know, this is what the Bible is telling us here this morning. Then he said, look at verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. 2017 will have its own set of challenge. Even though we're Christians, don't think it will be smooth. It will be a five lane all the way. 2017, I believe, will still be more harder for us as Christians to survive, you know, to live. Because the devil is aware that his time is getting shorter. And he will do everything. He will do everything to get you discouraged, or even to deceive you, to let you believe you are well, you are okay. You know, as we believe this morning, that he had declared war long ago, you know, on our lives. So 2018 will not be as good as we may think. So let us brace ourselves. Let us go back to the Bible. Let us claim these promises of God. Let us have God as our God for 2018, friends, this morning. And as he tells us here that verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow The waters, the high waters of 2018 will not drown you, will not overflow you. Isn't that a promise this morning, friends? Regardless of what may come to us this 2018, God is promising us that the waters will not overflow us. We will survive. We will make it through. I will be with thee through the rivers. They will not overflow thee when thou walkest through the fire. We talk about fire this morning. They shall not burn you. Is that beautiful again, friends? Fires will be in 2018. I don't know when it will come, how it will come to us. But there will be fire. Severe trials and temptations. But they will not burn you. Claim it for your life. Because God has promised it, you know, for us. He says, neither shall the flame kindle upon you, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. And I think that as far as we will read on this passage, but it's beautiful. Beautiful promise for 2018. I created you. I have redeemed you. I will be with you. Nothing will hurt you because of my grace that he will supply us with. And as the Bible tells us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So let's go into 2018, my brethren. And as Moses told, or God told Joshua, be thou courageous. Don't get frightened of war news that we may be hearing. Don't get dismayed or fear, but let's be courageous. Take up the challenge. Let's go. March unto victory. God say, the battle is mine. You just stand and believe, because we are more than conquerors through him that love us. May the Lord bless you, brethren, and Happy New Year.